Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Richard Allen will stand before Judge Fran Gull on December 20th to learn his fate. But one thing is already certain, no cameras will capture the moment. The ruling by Judge Gull, which bars media from recording the sentencing hearing, has added another layer of complexity to an already convoluted case. It's a decision rooted in controversy stemming from unauthorized broadcasts of a prior hearing in October. And with that, the courtroom door seems to close just a little tighter on public scrutiny, leaving many to wonder, what price does justice pay when transparency is restricted? The journey to this moment began years ago on a cold February day in 2017. Abby Williams and Libby German, two best friends enjoying a day on the Mononhai Bridge, never made it home. Their murders went unsolved for more than 5 years, casting a long shadow over the town of Delphi, Indiana, as investigators painstakingly sifted through mountains of tips, leads, and dead ends. In October 2022, the case that seemed destined for stagnation exploded back into the headlines with Richard Allen's arrest. It was a bombshell, unexpected, stunning, and for many, a long overdue turn toward justice. Fast forward to November 7th of this year. After 17 days of testimony, the courtroom was steeped in tension. Prosecutors laid out their case meticulously, pointing to an unspent round found at the murder scene, later determined to have been cycled through Allen's firearm. Jurors listened intently as expert witnesses connected dots that had remained elusive for years. Then there were Allen's own words, damning and often bizarre, as he admitted to being on the bridge the day Abby and Libby were killed, followed by repeated confessions while in custody. For the jury, those pieces fell together into an undeniable picture. And after 18 hours of deliberation, they returned their verdict guilty on all counts. But while the trial's conclusion offered some answers, it raised just as many questions. Why, after years of silence, did it take so long to arrest Allen? What motivated the gruesome crime? And how much faith can the public have in a system that keeps its most critical moments shrouded from view? Judge Gull's decision to ban cameras underscores a tension between the public's right to know and the need to protect the integrity of the proceedings. It's a decision that looms large, particularly in a case where the community has been so deeply affected. For now, all eyes remain on the courtroom, not through screens, but through the eyes of reporters who will relay the proceedings to the world. Meanwhile, Allen's defense team is expected to appeal, potentially dragging this case back into the legal spotlight for years to come. The families of Abby and Libby, who have waited so long for justice, are now bracing for yet another chapter in this agonizing saga. The sentencing phase is set to unfold against a backdrop of debate over courtroom transparency, media access, and the very nature of justice itself. And as December 20th approaches, one can't help but wonder when justice is served behind closed doors. Is it justice at all? As Richard Allen's sentencing approaches, the courtroom prepares to deliver a decision that could mark the end of this chapter in the Delphi murder saga. But the likely appeal looms like a storm on the horizon, threatening to reopen wounds for the families of Abby Williams and Libby German, and for the community that has carried the weight of this tragedy for nearly 7 years. Justice, it seems, is rarely the final word. Instead, it becomes a process, long, arduous, and often incapable of providing the closure we crave. What lies ahead may be just as challenging as the road traveled so far, a stark reminder that even a guilty verdict does not always bring resolution. And while the legal system continues to turn, one truth remains: the memories of two young girls will not be forgotten, and the pursuit of justice will carry on, no matter how complex the journey may be.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.